CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Good Saturday morning. You are listening to the Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Peoples. I've got a punky, post-punky, alternative-y kind of selection for you today. No particular reason. It was just what I was really drawn to this week. And I'm excited to just throw us right in there.
Stepping firmly down on the 19th, 2005. The last day my dad was alive, I think. I woke up on a band room floor on tour in Vancouver. A knock on the door, I had no cell phone. Your father is missing. He was working outside of his lands, north of the Sokhepakuluk, on his way home to my mother. One flat tire, 7 kilometers back to camp. One Mehmet Miskamhis. 2 Skem Hasisot. 1 Mehmet Miskamhis. 2 Skem Hasisot. Hume. Skamhis visited me by a cold, clear river. The same one, I think, where my dad called my mom to say, "Hey, handsome, I'm gonna see you soon." Skamhis visited me at Paradise, past Toby Creek and the pink fireweed. And she said to me, "Me kekshtim tekstem, I will give you something." Me kekshtim tekstem. I said, "Kukchechma, kukchechma, Skamhis. Give it to me. Give it to me, bear." Grizzly's gift to me. 2 cubs for my father. And that was Grizzly's gift to me. 2 cubs. For my father.
We just heard 2 songs there. We had Poisons by Pyle, followed by Bear Kids by Misha and the Spanx, who's a Sequimic artist. Not a light start to this morning, but a start of incredible musical talent, in my personal opinion. Let's just keep rolling through. I really don't feel like I have much of a deeper theme to go off of today. I just was leaning into kind of some punk and post-punk, and here we are. Next track that I'm going to play for you is titled Dress. That's by Soft Cult, which is a Canadian group. And then we'll throw in a few other songs in there, and I'll talk to you about them when we get back from the break. Let's get into it. We'll be right back.
I used to be. And we were told that we'd explode precisely at a time when we're supposed to. Because I used to be. I used to be. And now I've seen myself.
Yes, it shows, and I know why.
After Dress, we heard It Shows, and that is by Blooming Season. And we followed that up with Let You Go by Screaming Females. Great band name. After just having told you that there was no deeper meaning or deeper message for me personally behind the kind of list of songs I've curated for us today, actually, I was thinking as I was listening to those songs there, and there is, I guess, a reason that I was drawn to punk and post-punk this week. I think what it is that I'm craving some sort of escape or freedom that I actually do have access to at the moment. I'm just not using my energy the right way. And I think the last time I felt that kind of, I think freedom to be like a creative person and freedom to kind of do with my time as I pleased was when I was a teenager. Hint, hint, I'm currently unemployed right now. Punk was the soundtrack of my teenage years. So I think that's what led me here this week. Rambling as always. Let's just keep moving. I've got a track called You're in All My Dreams. You're spelled Y-E-R, which is by Purling Hiss. Let's keep going.
Oh, program. All systems ready, ready to transmit.
This is Bird Note. The heron you're most likely to see in North America is the tall, great blue heron. But this stately bird has a much smaller and more secretive relative, the green heron. This chunky, short-legged heron is about a foot and a half long, maybe about a third of the size of its larger cousin. And it's a deep forest green color with a chestnut-colored neck. The green heron forages for fish and small amphibians on the banks of small bodies of fresh water, using its plumage to camouflage itself amid the trees and shrubs. It perches, body horizontal and stretched forward over the water, still as a statue, waiting for small fish to come close. Now, here's the really cool part. This heron sometimes uses bait to lure its prey. It will break twigs into pieces small enough to make convincing lures and then cleverly drop them onto the water's surface. Sometimes, instead of a stick, the heron will use a feather or even a live insect. Then the bird hunkers down and waits for an unsuspecting fish to swim close. The great blue heron may be easier to see, but be sure to keep an eye out for the small and clever green heron. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Welcome back to the Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, a show where I play you music that's at least 60% new submissions to CJSF's music library. I'm just leading you through a punky show list today, and I've got loads of music to share as always. So we just heard two tracks there. We had You're in My Dreams, and then after that we had a track titled American Tower. And American Tower is by a group titled Rotary Club. Their name is Rotary Club, and the album is titled American Tower as well. With that knowledge of many songs to be played yet, let's just keep going. We've got Amel and the Sniffers with Security.